Walk inside 6-year-old Kennard Core Knowledge Middle School in Fort Collins, and the first thing you notice is natural light. Even on this cloudy day, there's lots of it.
The quality of light makes a difference.
Stephanie Barr is an associate at Colorado State University's Institute for the Built Environment. As districts construct more sustainable schools, Barr is trying to understand how the buildings affect students. To learn what's unique about Kennard, we first visit an empty science classroom on the second floor.
So really, we've got kind of two sets of windows.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom set is specifically for views, but then the top ones are specifically for harvesting that daylight, and they combat the glare by having those louver systems.
And in order to get the light to the farthest places in the classroom, away from the windows, architects use something called a solar tube, which projects light beams down from the ceiling. When it comes to natural light, Barr says some research has studied its connection to student performance in subjects like math.
It also influences science and reading. So if we can raise student test scores just by having a great building, I think that's the first step in the right direction.
Kennard is one of 6 schools built in the Poudre School District within the last decade with sustainable principles in mind, and so far the school's paying off. It uses about 1/3 the amount of energy compared to a typical school. That's thanks in part to Kennard's geothermal system, which taps into the earth for heating and cooling. But Barr says a successful green school needs to go further than just saving money.
The building is important, but it's just a pretty shell if it's not integrated into curriculum and culture. And so that's really what we're researching right now, is how you do that.
During the typical school day of tests and prepping for statewide assessments, goals like these can easily fall to the bottom of the list for teachers. Barr says this whole school approach to sustainability starts at the top, from school leadership setting priorities, but it ultimately comes down to students and teachers taking the reins on projects like this one.
Is the fruit already gone?
We have more fruit.
Oh.
Next to the cafeteria, a half dozen middle school students in the environmental club Kennard Cares are poking through compost and recycling bins.
You're witnessing firsthand an active leadership role in taking ownership towards our actions.
Science teacher Chris Bergman heads up the club, which dispatches members almost every day to monitor which food scraps are thrown into the bins. There's a bit of drudgery to the work, according to student Ian O'Toole, especially when eighth graders pulled this prank.
They put everything in a plastic bag that's see-through, and then they shove all their trash in it, and everything, all the composts and the recycles all in the bag, and then they pour their juice inside the bag so that when we reach in there, we get sticky.
School officials are using Kennard as a kind of sustainability textbook for students, which ultimately contributes to larger life lessons. This spring, students are taking the initiative to start a no-idling campaign, targeting parents who leave their cars running in front of school. And a peak experience comes every summer for students who raise money to attend a one-week environmental camp on Catalina Island in California.
Suddenly, you want to do the right thing.
Rebecca Hamner is an eighth grader in the club.
And so I think that's one of our biggest goals for the year, is to make sure people like feel the same way we do.
According to Stephanie Barr, it's this type of attitude that's critical to the long-term success of any sustainable school. Students learn and they become leaders. All that can have a pretty profound effect on us adults.
If you have a teacher that's leaving their lights on all the time or something, the energy manager can say, please turn your lights off, and they probably won't. But if you have a sixth grader say, can you please turn your lights off? You can't say no to that. So they are really the leaders of this change.
Barr will discuss her complete findings on green schools that teach at the TEDx conference in Fort Collins later today. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.